From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. You can expect to see the price of oranges and other citrus fruits go up because of a pair of hard freezes that have hit Florida farmlands. Rick Roth, owner of Roth Farms in Belgrade, Florida, says the latest freeze kept farmers from harvesting their crops.
That's one of our best-selling periods is the 2 weeks before Christmas, but we missed all those opportunities because the crop's not growing.
One estimate says the freeze has cost farmers $115 million. This week's blizzard brought planes, trains, and automobiles to a halt through the Northeast, but as WNYC's Charlie Herman reports, the storm also dampened retail sales a bit.
Retail sales are on pace to be the best in 3 years, but the Northeast blizzard that left thousands of potential shoppers stranded at airports and stuck in their homes did slow sales. According to ShopperTrack, retailers lost nearly $1 billion in the 2 days after Christmas. That's about 10% of total estimated sales for those days. But the storm is not expected to make a significant dent in consumer spending this holiday. Bill Kirk is CEO of Weather Trends International, which provides weather forecasting for retailers.
This storm is a blip on the radar. We really don't think it'll have much of an impact in the overall grand scheme of December retail sales.
Retailers hope that once streets are cleared and parking lots emptied of snow, consumers will return and resume their spending spree. For NPR News, I'm Charlie Herman in New York City.
If you're still digging out, it'll be a lot harder without your snowblower. American Honda's recalling 18,000 machines because of a fire hazard from a fuel leak problem. No fires have been reported yet, but Honda says you should stop using them and bring them to the dealer for repairs. A massive explosion at a furniture store rocked a Detroit suburb today, shattering windows, uprooting cars, and shaking the ground for miles. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick reports firefighters vowed to search through the night if need be to find missing employees.
At least three people were injured from the blast at the William C. Franks furniture store in the city of Wayne. The store's owner was pulled from the wreckage and is in critical condition with severe burns. Jennifer Matheson lives nearby. She came out to investigate after the explosion shook her house.
And I got up and put on my slippers and walked up down here and Franks was gone. It was gone. I bought my first love seat from here.
Officials believe the explosion was caused by a natural gas leak. Disaster specialists and a team from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security are investigating. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Swick.
And there's late word that crews have recovered the body of one of two missing employees. Three Cornell and Yale professors don't like the extension of Bush tax cuts for the wealthy, so they've set up a website for people to calculate their tax savings and give it to charity. It's called giveitbackforjobs.org. They say the contributions would replicate good government policy. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 9 points today, NASDAQ ahead 4. This is NPR. Authorities in Denmark say they foiled an imminent terror attack. The head of the country's intelligence service says 5 men were planning to open fire at the newspaper that published controversial cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. Officials say they've been watching the men for months. Dr. Billy Taylor has died. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports the 89-year-old jazz pianist, composer, and educator suffered heart failure last night at a New York hospital.
Billy Taylor's contribution to American music is hard to get your arms around. He was a ubiquitous jazz world presence from the days of World War II and a true ambassador of the form. Before hosting shows on New York radio, national television, and NPR for decades, he took to the streets in a jazzmobile to teach kids about the music. Among his countless compositions was this civil rights anthem, made famous by Nina Simone.
I wish I knew how it would feel to be free.
Billy Taylor was awarded a National Medal of Arts in 1992. He won a Grammy, an Emmy, and a Peabody. But his greatest legacy may be the innumerable fans and students of a form he taught to love. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
The NFL has slapped Vikings quarterback Brett Favre with a $50,000 fine for failing to cooperate with the probe into his alleged texting activities. So with the evidence available, the league says it could not determine if Favre violated the NFL's personal conduct policy. There were allegations that Favre sent inappropriate text messages and lewd photos to a game day hostess when they were both with the Jets. Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.
Support for